This is Ozarks at Large. Decades of improvements to technology and better research have led to better, more accurate weather forecasting. During this heat wave, Ozarks at Large's John Schlois trekked out into northwest Arkansas to find out about a new part of the forecasting model, local weather stations located at homes and businesses.
It's 104 degrees in Prairie Grove, a small town west of Fayetteville in Washington County. Jerry Russell records this information all from the comfort of his desk chair in a nice house in the country. He has three dogs and a few cats, some chickens and a guinea roam around outside. On top of Jerry's roof is a Davis weather station.
Basically, I moved to Northwest Arkansas 2 years ago, and of course, you know, we have snow, which I've come from San Antonio, which I'm not a whole lot of used to, a lot of snow. So I wanted something to be able to keep up with the temperatures and how much rain we get, and I just like the idea of the weather station.
Jerry is an unlikely candidate to be a meteorologist or someone who just keeps track of weather data, like
outside temperature is 104.2, inside temperature shows to be 77, outside humidity is 25%, inside humidity is 51%. I've got the barometric pressure is 29.85, slightly falling, there's an error there, no rainfall. Down below, it'll show you there's a heat index advisory.
Jerry got his weather station two Christmases ago. It was a gift from his wife. Last Christmas, he got the software.
It's interesting as all get out. I mean, as you know, since I've had it up now for 2 years, actually since I have a software now for since Christmas, you start collecting historical data to where you can always go back and see how much rain you have each month, or you can go back and see how much you had rain for each year, or you can compare it from this month to this time last year's, you know.
The station sits near the rooftop of the Russell's house. It's white and small, compact. It is a spinny contraption that collects the wind speed and a roosterless wind direction detector. These aren't very scientific terms. The station beams weather information wirelessly into Jerry's home office every few seconds. Halfway through our interview, Jerry actually received a phone call.
Oops.
He works from home for a forklift company in Texas. The guy on the phone asks Jerry how hot it is. It's 104.6 right this second, Jerry says. The guy on the phone asks Jerry if he can be more exact. Jerry laughs and reminds the caller that he's got a weather station sitting on his desk, and then he knows exactly how hot it is. All of Jerry's data, courtesy of Jerry's internet connection, is uploaded to wunderground.com, the main weather site for Weather Underground, a San Francisco-based company. I asked Toby Skinner, Weather Underground's vice president of marketing, about this, using data from personal weather stations to provide forecasts and precise temperatures for remote locations.
We actually switched only this year to our own proprietary forecast model to replace the National Weather Service forecast as our default forecast that we publish on wunderground.com. And keeping it very simple, if you think about forecasting, you know, it's not an exact science, and to improve your forecast, you have to understand the error of the existing forecast so that you can work to improve it. And so, you know, to really be able to verify how well the forecasts are performing, you need actual data points. And nobody has more data points than our network provides us with.
Toby says Weather Underground uses data from personal weather stations, some 24,000 worldwide and 16,000 in the United States, to provide specific forecast models. At the time of our conversation last week, there were 281 active personal weather stations just in Arkansas alone. Toby says Weather Underground uses an algorithm to figure out which stations upload incorrect data. If a station is sending temperatures 40 degrees above other neighboring weather stations, it's probably a malfunction.
We've had over 60,000 stations sign up overall,
but only
over the last 10 years or so. But obviously, a lot of those have, you know, people have not maintained them, or they've moved, or they've just simply gone offline.
Right.
You know, obviously, weather stations, and I'm afraid I'm not the expert on the hardware, so, but I, you know, they don't necessarily last forever.
One recently moved station was installed by Kobe Ward this spring. Kobe's a realtor for Realty Concepts. He installed the weather station at his parents' house on Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville.
It was, I moved back the very beginning of the year, sometime about February, I guess. So it was about 2 months before I got up here from Texas and had it installed and was up and running again.
Right. Because, I mean, yeah.
That was a rough couple months.
Why was it?
After 6 years of having this thing, I can look at it all the time. Plus, being winter, you know, it's during the summer, like right now, if it's not raining or storming, it's just reading. It's just hot. But during the winter, when there's so much stuff that can go with a couple degrees difference, can happen between ice storms or sleet or snow, it's always nice to know what's going on.
Colby studied meteorology at the University of Oklahoma. He was fascinated by weather long before that.
I have been in love with weather for my entire life. Since I was old enough to get up and look out the window in the middle of the night, hearing thunder, you know, seeing lightning, I've always been completely fascinated by it. So for almost 34 years, I've been just always knew what was going on.
Colby Station is a bit larger than Jerry's over in Prairie Grove.
I guess it's called fan aspirated, so whenever the sun's directly on it, you're not getting this really bad heat reading. You see, like, bank signs, you're driving the streets reading, like, 112, you know, it's really only 95. It kind of keeps that under control.
There's a small funnel that collects rain, which runs in through the top of the unit and goes through a filter. It lands in a metallic seesaw, which, when it gets heavy enough, flips over and records a precipitation amount.
It's all automatic. It all falls in through here, through the screen, comes into this device right here, and every 1/100th of an inch, the cup will flip back and forth.
So
it automatically dumps it. And every time it does that, it registers rain. Huh. So right now we've registered probably, you know, 4 or 5 1/100ths of rain.
Toby says Weather Underground began collecting and publishing weather data from personal stations in 2001. 2 years later, in 2003, a Springdale man, Terry Slagle, began recording and uploading weather data from his subdivision just south of the Springdale Airport. The station sits in Terry's backyard and even records images using its built-in webcam. Terry's weather data is uploaded to wunderground.com, but also springdaleweather.com, which is a site Terry maintains. Terry says he got interested in weather when he lived in Florida, where the threat of hurricanes was constant.
Yeah, it just really got me interested in it because, you know, if you don't live along the Gulf Coast or the Atlantic Coast, hurricanes are sort of non-events to you. You know, living in Northwest Arkansas, you don't think too much about hurricanes or you worry too much about them. But just learning about hurricanes and you know, learning about how they form, why they form, and just looking at over the last 25 years, the amount of knowledge that's been gained about hurricanes is tremendous. But that's basically what got me interested. And over time, you know, these personal weather stations became more popular, and I just said, hey, I think that would be something interesting to do.
Terry has collected at least 8 years of historical data that is published on his website, springdaleweather.com. I asked him why. Why even bother replacing batteries, repairing equipment, checking internet connections, all to maintain this personal station? Why do all of this?
You know, I got to believe there's some other people out there that enjoy the weather, too. You know, it's like I think about, you know, every morning when we get up, we may not care about or think about what's going on in Syria or what the stock market's going to do, but every one of us probably gets up in the morning and says, gee, I wonder what the weather's going to be today, or before we go to bed at night. You know, that's probably especially one news or information constant that we all have some degree interest in. People like me have more interest, and other people, they just want to know whether they got to wear a coat or carry an umbrella.
In early July, Weather Underground announced an agreement with the Weather Channel companies to buy Weather Underground. Toby, back over at Weather Underground, couldn't give out any specifics about the deal, other than saying that Weather Underground was excited about the extra resources the Weather Channel would provide. I asked Toby if personal weather stations would play a role in this new relationship.
110%. I mean, they are. You were asking about whether we use this for our marketing, and yeah, this community is our unique positioning of Weather Underground. They're our biggest brand advocates. They are, you know, they're telling their friends and their family, you know, I've got my weather station connected to Weather Underground. You must go and check out my, because they all have their own station pages on our site. So, you know, their community can all, you know, get their local data and their forecasts through our website.
That website, again, is wunderground.com to find out information about personal weather stations. Or to see links to the stations mentioned in this story, visit our website, OzarksAtLarge.com. For KUAF and Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.